We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic scenery.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, sweet viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Nkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahahual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahahual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotov on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com. with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Moroccan project helps disadvantaged children get needed medical care. In peace news, a Colombian village promotes harmonious living. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 22nd, is Lebanon's Independence Day, observing its self-rule attained in 1943. Situated between Israel and Syria, Lebanon has a remarkable cultural legacy, as is evidenced in the remnants of some of its human settlements, among the most ancient in the world. Byblos, which has been inhabited since Neolithic times, contains remains of an 8,000-year-old community. Byblos and Lebanon's historically renowned city of Tyre are both United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. Part of the country's amazing scenery can be viewed at another World Heritage Site, the Kari Karisha, or the Holy Valley, and the Forest of the Cedars of God, or Horsh Az El Rab. It contains stands of cedar trees for which Lebanon has been known. We wish the fine citizens of Lebanon a memorable Independence Day.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from El Salvador. Over 10 days of non-stop rains in October resulted in significant flooding and landslides, claiming at least 10 lives. With some 300,000 people affected, a state of national emergency was declared, and small farmers tried to cope with devastating crop losses after they had been looking forward to the year's best harvest. Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $20,000 to assist the flood-stricken, asking that our nearest association members please go to render aid and comfort. This amount could purchase $130,000 in emergency materials if bought in the United States, based on El Salvador's cost of living. As association members came from Costa Rica to help as well, Supreme Master Qinghai reimbursed $1,700 for the relief team's travel expenses.
Ha sido un desastre donde los ha dejado completamente a brazos cruzados, no los ha dejado nada de comer. Por lo tanto, nosotros damos el agradecimiento a la maestra en nombre de la nuestra comunidad y siempre vamos a recordarla.
Our association's combined relief team from El Salvador and Costa Rica first met with San Salvadoran Governor Fernando González and Civil Protection Minister Ernesto Celaña-Nelia to determine the regions of greatest need. They then purchased food supplies for communities in the Department of La Paz that had not yet been adequately helped. The materials they obtained included rice, beans, corn flour, salt, sugar, oil, and soy milk that could nourish 1,350 families for approximately 10 days. With the help of the nation soldiers as well as members of the civil protection and other agencies. The items were efficiently packed and delivered to 19 communities in just a few days. SOS flyers were also shared with officials and citizens about the vegan solution to preventing climate change related disasters. The relief team reported everyone felt the kind, understanding and fraternity of Supreme Master Qinghai towards the most in need. Hugs, smiles, looks of love and gratitude were reciprocal. They were so happy sending their touching and grateful greetings to Supreme Master Qinghai.
No tengo más palabras como agradecerle, maestra, que decirle que Dios la bendiga, que Dios le llene al crece todas estas bondades que ha tenido con venir a ayudar a esta comunidad.
Quiero agradecerle de corazón y con un gran abrazo solidario a mi querida maestra Ching Hai. Esperamos que no sea solamente la tormenta la que me los trae por aquí, sino que esperamos que también en tiempos tranquilos verlos para compartir con ustedes ese gran testimonio de amor que ustedes nos dan. Muchas gracias, Maestra Ching Hai.
Gracias, Maestra.
With our thanks for the helpful assistance of the government officials and personnel, we join in gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving support from afar and our association relief team's caring efforts. May such unsettling calamities subside through our greater kindness toward other beings and our shared environment.
One fatality, hundreds left homeless after flooding in Panama. On Friday, November 18th, a young boy lost his life after being swept away in a swollen river following heavy rains that also damaged more than 700 houses in the provinces of Panama, Colón, and Coclé, where a landslide in the Altos de la Mesa region affected some 3,000 residents. In Veraguas province, the precipitation, which meteorologists estimated was up to 70% more intense than normal, completely isolated four communities. Landslides and uprooted trees brought traffic to a standstill in the capital, Panama City, and in neighboring San Miguelito district, where three communities were flooded. Officials said that such an event was unprecedented and had never occurred prior to this year. Meanwhile, the National Civil Protection System worked to evacuate families in the worst-hit areas and also immediately began repairs on infrastructure such as damaged bridges.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local governments to see if any assistance is needed, requesting that they go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, as she said that financial aid for urgent necessities is available. We thank Panama's officials and personnel from the National Civil Protection System for your prompt and caring actions, as we are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's love and concern. May more temperate conditions prevail as we strive for kinder stewardship of our ecosphere as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
ra đồng dương dài chào sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ chưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao loạn tiếng thế chìm mau lo sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông nước túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ dưa đốm màu mặt tròn xoe hạt đầu phụng phận mới xin làm sao chớp loạn tiếng thế chìm mau loạn ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nát tan ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng
Veg, go green to save the planet.
we can still save the planet.
Day 428.
Be vegan, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Prime Minister elected in Spain as the votes of the Spanish people on Sunday, November 20th, gave the country's popular party 186 seats in the 350-seat lower chamber of parliament. Party leader and former Interior Minister Mariano Rajoy became the country's Prime Minister-elect. Speaking after his party's victory was announced, Prime Minister-elect Rajoy pledged that the welfare and educational standards of the Spanish people would be prioritized as he asked for their patience in efforts to restart economic growth. Addressing the country's urgent debt situation, he also promised continued Eurozone membership as he stated, "Today more than ever, our destiny is played out in and with Europe. We will stop being part of the problem and start becoming part of the solution." Prime Minister-elect Rajoy, we respectfully congratulate you on your new position. May your leadership serve the highest aspirations of the Spanish people for the flourishing of all fellow citizens and your beautiful country.
Influential Mexican author remembered. On Friday, November 18th, Daniel Sada, one of Mexico's most acclaimed novelists, passed away at age 58, just hours after being honored with his country's prestigious 2011 National Arts and Sciences Prize. Mr. Sada was a widely appreciated poet, journalist, and author, whose popular works, many of which have been translated into several languages, earned him numerous awards, such as the acclaimed Heralde Prize, the Xavier Villarrutia Prize, and the José Fuentes Mares National Literature Prize. Amongst his most loved literary creations are the novel Almost Never and a short story collection titled No One's Toy and Other Stories, while two of his other fictional works have been adapted to film. We share sincere condolences with the loved ones, colleagues, and literary admirers of Mr. Daniel Sada. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's love and light as his legacy lives on to delight future generations.
Save our planet. After studying how Namib beetles collect dew to survive in the desert, Australian university student Edward Lineker, in November 2011, introduces a design for the airdrop, a device powered by sunlight that condenses water even from extremely dry air, which can then be used to irrigate crops and alleviate drought conditions.
Warning news. Officials in California, USA, announced on November 16, 2011, that a recall and quarantine of E. coli-contaminated raw milk products are being maintained after three children were among those stricken ill and had to be hospitalized from infection with the bacteria, which can be lethal.
Everyone, I'm Zoldo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. Our diet consists of delicious plant foods.
Here's a home decoration tip.
Rather than replacing an older piece of furniture that's still sturdy, such as a desk, a coffee table, consider giving it a fresh new look with a coat of paint.
This can also save you money, especially if you use leftover primer and paints.
Before painting, protect the floor with a drop cloth or papers. Then sand and clean the surface of the item, allowing it to dry.
Now you're ready for primer, then color.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Australia. The lifestyle of kindness is celebrated in Melbourne, Australia. The Cruelty Free West Expo, held at the Caroline Springs Town Centre, featured a savoury vegan sausage sizzle. Groups participating in the compassionate event included Animal Liberation Victoria, the Vegetarian Network Victoria, Australian Teens Against Animal Cruelty, and Edgar's Mission Farm Sanctuary.
We're trying to cover as much of Victoria as possible to raise awareness about animal issues and also encouraging people to think about their choices and how they affect these wonderful creatures.
So can you tell us what Polly does to make people vegetarian?
Polly breaks down those barriers by showing people what wonderful animals pigs are, how friendly they are, how clever they are, how intelligent they are.
Our association members also took part and shared complimentary copies of Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, as well as climate change and animal welfare information.
Yeah,
organised by Ms. Rana Hales, president of the Caroline Springs Animal Welfare Network, the gathering was held to raise awareness in the area of animal concerns and to encourage vegan practices. Bravo, Miss Rana Hales, Caroline Springs Animal Welfare Network, and all participants of Cruelty Free West Expo for your caring efforts. May each individual adopt the vegan way so we can have a more loving, peaceful, and sustainable world.
In humanitarian news, a Monacan project helps disadvantaged children receive needed medical care. The Monaco Collective Humanitaire, founded in 2008 to honor His Serene Highness Prince Albert's 50th birthday, is supported by a number of the nation's hospitals and non-governmental organizations and French nonprofits. The group has provided 139 youngsters from a number of nations including Burkina Faso, Burundi, Mali, Mauritania, Niger, and Senegal with necessary surgeries such as heart or orthopedic. Due to the initiative's positive results, His Serene Highness has renewed his funding for the project with a donation of 450,000 euros. Our respectful appreciation, Your Serene Highness, Prince Albert II, and all those participating in this caring endeavor. May all youngsters be blessed with excellent health treatments for optimal well-being. Up next on Noteworthy News, the European Parliament recognizes a Colombian village for its peaceful initiative. We'll take a moment to remember God within. Stay tuned for more constructive news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, promising news for a hopeful world. In peace news, a rural Colombian village chooses harmonious living. The San José de Apartado Peace Community in northwest Colombian province of Guaviare is dedicated to nonviolence. In 1997, members of the town bravely decided to create the collective. It is led by an elected council of eight and is supported by its own agricultural endeavors as well as donations from abroad. The community has grown to a population of 1,300 and has become recognized internationally. The European Parliament described it as a symbol of courage, resilience, and commitment to peace and justice. Our hats off to you, San José de Apartado Peace Community, for your dedication to a tranquil existence. May heaven bless you with a secure, serene, and joyful future.
Let's enjoy some lighthearted humor with a joke told in Euskera, a language spoken in the Basque regions of Spain and France, entitled New Glasses.
Bikote bat etxera itzuli da, medikoaren konsultatik. Senarrak emaztari esan dio. Betarreko berriekin asko zaharragoa ematen duzu. Emazteak erantzun zuen. Baina ez ditu betarrekoak ipini. Senarrak esan zuen. Ni bai.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Zinaida Baranova, more than a decade of living on prana, on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
What a joy to watch you, Zinaida. Thank you for your presence on Earth. AIM from Argentina.
Exuberant AIM, it's wonderful to hear from you. 75-year young Russian breatharian Zinaida Baranova is surely a picture of good health and happiness. She has stated that the first step to achieving well-being is adoption of the plant-based diet. God bless you and all the warm-hearted people of Argentina with inner bliss and compassion.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your days be brightened with inspiration and optimism.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Following his first official visit to Turkey, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Calderon and his Turkish counterpart, President Abdullah Gül, announced they are lifting travel visa requirements between their countries to facilitate better ties.
China successfully launched both the Chuangxin 103 and the Shiyan Satellite 4 into space to develop new technologies as well as collect and relay data that will assist in maintaining power and disaster relief.
Haitian President Michel Martelly visits neighboring Cuba for the first time during his presidency, where he meets with President Raul Castro to enhance the two countries' friendly relations, as both review cooperative efforts in the areas of health and education.
During his weekly national address during a trip to the Asia-Pacific, U.S. President Barack Obama emphasizes employment as he highlights $39 million U.S. dollars in new trade developments that will support 130,000 jobs.
In the city of Bac Ninh in Âu Lạc or Vietnam, the foundation of an 11th century stone tower is unearthed at the site of Yam Pagoda, revealing unique features of Buddhist architecture from the Li Dynasty period.
In continued support of Serbia, Russia sends 35 tons of humanitarian aid to the capital, Belgrade, for distribution to people in need living in the autonomous province of Kosovo and Metohija, with plans to also deliver medical equipment and supplies in the near future.
Labrador dog, Junior, of Hokkaido Island in Japan, stays by the side of his human family, grandmother Yoshimasa Soma, and 3-year-old Sukai Kimura, providing life-saving warmth until they could be rescued from a night spent in the frigid cold of an overturned car.
US-based Vegan.com awards 20-year chef and author Mark Reinfeld of Oregon with the 2011 Vegan Recipe of the Year for his acclaimed Mediterranean pistachio-crusted tofu with saffron quinoa pilaf. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.